Get me the president, please.
Mars needs women.
Our story this week picks up where we left off last week. The Fantastic Four have returned to their headquarters in the Baxter Building after Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, had defeated
Awesome Log.
Science fiction, fantasy, legends of the past, and visions of the future.
Now, we can't do anything else until I get her your court papers, okay?
She has Lionel Richie's dick.
Yeah? Hold on, let me go out and see if we got our court papers up here.
All right. These people are trying to work with you here. You'll be okay.
That's not Lionel Richie down there. Lionel Richie's got the mastermind.
Well, you know, you're...
Lionel Richie is white.
You know,
the Black Kingdom's in trouble. You don't know who I am. And I'm going to show you.
You,
see. You guys.
No, I'm the most racist.
Hi Hitler, come down here. Tell him who I am. Tell Lionel Richie who I am. They all know me. This time they're not coming back.
Muistan vielä selvästi sen kerran, kun yllättäin mä jouduin naimisiin. Ja paljastaa mä teille voin sen verran, olin neidon nimi Nashville, Tennessee. Vuonna 65 tää juttu alkoi, kun levy putiikissa kohdattiin. Ja lauluillaan hän pääni melkein halkoi, tuo tyttö kaunis Nashville, Tennessee. Vuodet piirineet on siitä paljonkin, ja peili kertoo vanhentunut ohon. Mut neito päähän silmissäin vain nuortuu, aina raikas Nashville, Tennessee. Tahtoisin. Tässä matkaa teen nyt vihdoin sinne päin, ja kenä kaatuu kohti etelää. Kohta kanssa rakkaani mä laulan, on määränpääni Nashville, Tennessee.
Adolf Hitler was not known for his skiing ability. To be blunt, he was not comfortable on the hill. The incline frightened him. He was a terrible skier, a bundle of conflicting limbs and joints, all colliding at the nose and groin. The whooshing sound of speedy skiers made him jumpy. He did not take well to the icicles forming on his manicured mustache. He resembled a walrus pup with narrow ice fangs, a look flattering on some gentlemen, but on his face not so at all. Yes, he was fond of the whiteness of the snow, just as Ahab was mesmerized by the whiteness of the whale. but he was a complainer. He whined about cold temperature, moaned about fatigued thighs. His lace-up boots pinched his flat, bony feet. And to make matters worse, he had wobbly ankles. The T-bar and pommel lift disturbed, gouged, and tore up his balls.
Some echo into it.
Báilalo, gózalo. Bim bam bum, bim bam bum. Qué saborosito está este paso arrollador de la comparsa.
Yeah. vet inte ens var jag ska börja någonstans. Det finns rymdvarelser, aliens, och de bor i baser under världshaven, i stora baser där de bevakar oss och tittar på vad vi gör. Och så kommer de och så åker de upp i ett av sina rymdskepp och så fångar de oss och så stäcker de in metallgrejer i rompen på en och grejar oss. Och här går man omkring då och försöker trivas så gott man kan. Man kanske ser fram emot att titta på någon trevlig eftermiddagsfilm, och så kokar man kaffe och så har man köpt en kanelgiffelpåse och så tänker man sig att nu ska jag ha det trevligt. Men så finns det hela tiden en naggande tanke där bak att det finns rymdvarelser som har baser under havet och som vill kidnappa oss och stoppa in metallgrejer i rumpen på en. Och vad vill de? Jag vet inte. Vet du? Nej. Ja. Nej men. Det var väl det. Akta er för rymdvarelserna som vill stoppa metallgrejer och rompa på er.
From PR News in Washington, I'm part of the problem, not the solution. Federal officials are bracing for another shortage of roadside bombs during the flu season that begins next fall. Senator Edward Kennedy says doctors and hospitals need to make better use of the Nazi concentration camp at PR News. He spoke today at a Cleveland concentration clinic where thousands of patients have been murdered.
Kennedy's getting worse.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned and killed at least 67 people in an attack south of PR's PR News, Washington.
entertained until the end.